Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
We head into the weekend, all kinds of flights being canceled. Storms are the big news. And winter is here with a vengeance, it would seem. So wherever you are, wherever you're doing this weekend, we hope that you can either hunker down or steer clear of everything that's going on. Folks, Kyle Warren with you. Welcome to the weekend edition of the program. It is Saturday morning. We are live, and we're glad to be here. We're glad that you're there. And we've got a great show coming up for you here this morning, folks. It's been a great week of broadcasting, by the way. I appreciate all the calls, all the messages and so forth that we receive. I really, really do appreciate it. And folks, once again, Kyle Warren with you. The telephone number this morning, if you'd like to be part of the program, 949-822-7959. That's 949-822-7959. And also, you can head over to my home website of KyleWarrenShow.com. That's KyleWarrenShow.com if you'd like to send us a direct message that we'll see here during the broadcast this morning. And by the way, you might be hearing this program at a different time during the weekend, as we're here live Saturday morning, but you may be hearing it at a different time during the weekend, and so we want to welcome you then as well. And if you're listening and on the replay of the program, we still encourage you to head over to KyleWarrenShow.com and simply send us a direct message. Let us know what you're thinking about. Let us know where you're listening from. And if you're listening on the live streams, let us know that as well, because at KyleWarrenShow.com, we also have links to the live streams, both for AM 860 The Answer, our flagship station in Tampa, Florida, and then also, of course, the live streams from GCN, the GCN network, and, of course, GCN distributes the program out to our great AM and FM radio affiliates, and we want to thank everybody at GCN for working so hard for the program. It means a great deal to us, as always, and as like I like to say, and I'm glad here we are again on the weekend show, there are a lot of people behind the scenes who make this go. And that if they weren't there, then by the time I get onto the microphone, it wouldn't be ready. And so it wouldn't work. So I do appreciate them so very much. And we want to give a shout out this morning. But folks, we've got a lot to talk about. We've got some breaking news, of course. Earlier in the day, we were looking at reaction, of course, to the strikes that happened, the U.S. strikes against the Houthi rebels in Yemen. And as you know, now, of course, there's been some more strikes that have been carried out. The U.S. Launched a new strike on the Houthi radar site in Yemen. This from the Wall Street Journal. They carried out a round of strikes in Yemen a day after U.S.-led forces launched naval and air attacks on at least 28 targets controlled by Houthi rebels. On Saturday morning, Yemen time, the U.S. struck a Houthi-controlled radar site designed to degrade the Houthis' ability to attack maritime vessels, including commercial vessels in the Red Sea, said the U.S. Central Command, which oversees U.S. military operations in the Middle East. By the way, we also understand at this hour that the Secretary of Defense, Lloyd Austin, actually gave the orders, subsequent, of course, I'm sure, to the president's orders, but gave the orders from his hospital stay, and presumably, I believe he's still there in the hospital, but of course, you know, I don't even want to get into that whole thing at this point, because it is so very, very ridiculous that the Secretary of Defense would have disappeared as he did. We talked about that throughout the week, of course, but in light of this, these strikes are absolutely a serious matter, and so we want to continue to focus on that, obviously. And again, this from the Wall Street Journal, Yemen's Houthi rebels responded defiantly to Friday's strikes. They said the attacks had failed to cause a significant damage and they remained undeterred from launching more attacks on U.S. and international targets in the region. The strikes and fresh promises of retaliation, and yes, of course, they're promising retaliation. They say it's going to be, you know, much bigger than the 20 drones or whatever that they had before, and it's going to be a lot of big talk. But they also said something very important, too, and they believe that all U.S. and British targets are now open season in the Middle East, presumably in, around the world as well, but certainly in that area. So I would be very careful of traveling in that area, or if you have loved ones or family that are stationed there or might be in the area. So again, you always have to be absolutely on your guard. But is this escalatory? Well, to some degree it is, but at the same time, though, and I think, you know, the idea is that you either have a plan for dealing with the escalation that the Houthis now are going to try to do in light of these strikes, or you do nothing, and the shipping continues to be disrupted. People could be killed in these attacks, no doubt, and everything would just simply continue to deteriorate. In fact, we understand that these Houthi Red Sea attacks have now made shipping costs to soar over 300%. That's just not acceptable. These kinds of things are not acceptable. Yes, they're economic. Yes, it's economic fallout. But folks, obviously, you can't simply have a comparative handful of Houthi rebels hold the shipping lanes hostage like this, because eventually it's going to continue to have these ramifications. And obviously, too, with Iran backing them, I think we need to send a clear message to Iran that that this kind of thing is not going to be acceptable. We are not simply going to be deterred ourselves by the thought of Iran getting bent out of shape. It is kind of a weird situation, though, isn't it, folks? Because this administration is, number one, very risk-averse. I agree completely with Denise Simon on that. And we'll be talking with her about this, of course, in hour number three. But they're not just risk-averse, but they also have some kind of weird thing about Iran. So either they have to just sort of lay it all down and say, this is it. We are going to take whatever matters we want, and if it makes Iran mad, well, then so be it. But that would be leadership, and that would not be simply waiting and wondering to see if Iran kind of makes our lives worse for that. So this is the Biden administration. Folks, Kyle Warren with you. Stay right there. We are coming right back. Weekend edition.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Across the country, people are coming together to speed up what we can learn about health. The All of Us Research Program is calling on 1 million people to join us as we try to change the future of health. For your family, for future generations, for all of us. Visit joinallofus.org and find out how you can become one in a million.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Welcome back, everybody. Kyle Warren with you. Welcome back as we continue through the weekend edition. And we're having fun already, I think. Obviously, there's a lot of very important, serious things going on around the world. I think that's just putting it mildly. That's an understatement. But we do try to have fun here on the program. We certainly had fun on the Friday edition yesterday, and the weekend edition is a little similar in that regard. You know, we try to let our hair down a little bit more. We try to have a little bit more fun, you know, come up with a couple of off the beaten path stories, perhaps, but always we're hitting it hard though on what's happening, especially the breaking news with these additional strikes that have been made against the Houthis in Yemen, primarily against their radar installations. It's all designed, of course, to degrade their abilities. But our own Denise Simon yesterday was talking about the idea of the target package. In terms of, was it a large enough target package? In other words, do you go in and do you just sort of decimate the Houthis altogether in terms of their ability to make these attacks? In other words, take out every single thing you can find, or do you sort of start it and then, okay, don't do it again? But this mentality that groups like this have, they are not really dissuaded, at least rhetorically, against continuing on with further attacks. But we will see. We'll get right back to that here in a moment. We've got a couple other things and a great audio quote regarding this. But I do want to let you know that, you know, the other day we were talking about the FAA and, of course, also Boeing in regards to the 737 MAX 9 issue where they had the exit door. Really, it was really a deleted exit door. It was kind of, it wasn't in use on this aircraft the way this aircraft was used. And this is on several, you understand, many, many aircraft, where they don't actually use or have access to that exit door. Well, of course, it blew out, and they're now grounded. The FAA has now grounded all of those 737 MAX 9s until further notice, basically, until they say an extensive inspection and maintenance is conducted. And also, of course, the whole thing is that this could have been a much bigger problem, you know, and thank God it wasn't. There were injuries, but no fatalities. But the NTSB chairman, Jennifer Homendy, told Fox News on Monday that the incident could have been catastrophic. She said if this had happened, if they were really at altitude, she says, quote, if we think about what a cruise altitude of about 30 or 35,000 feet, what is happening at that time, she said, told Fox News. She says, flight attendants are providing service to passengers. Passengers are up and moving. People are out of their seatbelts. People are in lavatories. That would have been a much different scenario. Well, absolutely right. That's exactly right. And obviously, too, there would have been all kinds of other problems. It was cold, for one thing. You really do have to get those oxygen masks at that point. You just wouldn't be able to breathe very well. I mean, you'd succumb very, very quickly, as I understand, in terms of just passing out, as far as I understand. But the notion that this did not happen at that altitude is the miraculous part of this. But when they, and as I was saying, I can't imagine that they would be able to simply recertify these planes for flight. And simply by saying, well, go and twist on the bolts and make sure all the bolts are good, that they did find those loose bolts. But I can't imagine, my friends, that, I mean, if you went to the airport and you said, oh, what is that? Well, it's a 737 MAX 9. You might have some pretty strong feelings about that, and completely understandably so. As a result of that. Now, even speaking of these planes being grounded, U.S. airlines have canceled over at least 2,000 flights that we know of at this time due to the massive winter storm. This from Reuters. Airlines in the United States canceled more than 2,000 flights on Friday after a massive winter storm knocked out power and affected businesses in 12 states ahead of a likely brutal freeze over this weekend. A total of 2,058 flights were canceled and 5,846 flights were delayed as of 5:30 p.m. Eastern Time, according to flight tracking website FlightAware. Southwest Airlines led the list of cancellations with 401 flights, followed by SkyWest at 358. So, again, this is a huge deal. So, as we've been saying here in the run-up to this, you know, just be sure you check with your airlines, you know, obviously if it's canceled. But certainly, however you're going to be getting around, because now that those flights get canceled, then it takes a long time to deal with that backup or backlog and to, you know, fully reroute planes full of people on a different flight, you know, during the storm. And as a result of all this, that can be a real difference for a long time. So I guess I would say have patience. I think that's the first thing. And by the way, you don't want to travel if it's going to be that stormy and bad, because obviously you don't want to have another kind of problem as well. But once again, folks, welcome to the program. Kyle Warren with you. 949-822-7959. That's the number to call if you'd like to opine on the program this morning. And you can also head over to KyleWarrenShow.com. That's KyleWarrenShow.com if you'd like to send us a direct message as well. And by the way, of course, we're looking, of course, to try to get the podcast set up there on KyleWarrenShow.com. We hope to be able to do that here real soon. And that way, if you'd like to take the program with you or download for further further listening or take it with you, hopefully you'll be able to do that here very soon. We'll keep announcing it here on the show. Well, I'll tell you this, though. Donald Trump, of course, is now trial, of course, is going to move on now. Donald Trump, of course, has this, with the property valuations and so forth. Well, Kevin O'Leary has absolutely just taken to task what this whole thing is all about. And on the other side of the break, we'll hear the audio clip of that. But he goes on to talk about how, you know, how buildings are valued, how you negotiate with banks to value the buildings, your real estate assets, and so forth. And somehow this is having to do just with Trump. And but, of course, the whole thing about Trump is to get something, get some kind of conviction somewhere, because they really do feel that if you can have an actual conviction, I guess on anything, jaywalking or something like that, that will push some voters who might have the inkling to vote for Donald Trump and simply say, well, no, I really don't want to at this point. At least that's the far left or the Democrat Party elite's hope in all of this. But at the same time, though, and we're living in a very interesting time of American politics, to say the least, and that is that the attacks against Trump always seem to fuel more support for Trump. And, of course, then it's poo-pooed, you know, people like Chris Matthews and so forth, you know, they'll really kind of try to go to town that, you know, we're risking the rural rage if we continue to, you know, talk about Trump in this way, this kind of stuff. And that's all meant to be a smokescreen, I think, to what is really part of the reality out there, and that is people are fed up. They're fed up with this administration. They're fed up with Bidenomics. And by the way, also on the other side of the break, I'm sure we'll have time in the third segment, we'll hear the audio clip from Kevin O'Leary. We'll also hear an interesting exchange at the press briefing room. It's not Karine Jean-Pierre, and it's not John Kirby, but it's an economics advisor, and she's asked the question, why doesn't Bidenomics catch on? Why doesn't the term catch on? You think that Kamala Harris has the word salads? This you got to hear. This is the kind of thing, folks, where they know nothing is working right. I'm surprised. In fact, I'll just sort of give you a quick preview of this. I'm surprised that this economic advisor didn't turn around and say, you know, we're fighting for democracy up here. she actually tried to talk about some economic issues. So that was admirable anyway. But honestly, did you know that every question regarding the campaign for Joe Biden and Kamala Harris now, and the Democrats overall, the answer to every question will be, we're fighting for democracy. We're trying to stop the insurrection. This is what we're doing. And that's what they're going with. This is, it's as if they all sort of got together and decided, yeah, this is the stuff. This is what we're going to say. We got nothing else, folks, but we have a lot. We have a lot, and we're coming right back. Stay right there. Kyle Warren with you.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
USA News, I'm Ryan Daniels. A top international criminal court hearing arguments around claims that Israel's carrying out a genocide against Palestinians in its war with Hamas. U.S. officials Thursday reiterating the nation's stance with Israel, saying the claims have no merit.
Genocide is one of the most heinous acts any entity or individual can commit, and such an allegation should only be made with the greatest of care.
State Department spokesman Vedant Patel. South Africa is presenting its case against Israel before the Global Criminal Court. Israel set to address the court today. U.S. and British forces are reportedly working together on military strikes against Houthi rebel targets in Yemen. U.S. government officials characterize these actions as retaliatory, saying this comes after months of attacks by the Iranian-backed militia on commercial shipping in the Red Sea. There are multiple locations included in U.S. and British target packages. This is USA News.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past 2 years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110. Guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.
Hey y'all, Jeff Foxworthy here. Now, if you've ever found yourself repeating the same thing over and over for 75 years, you might be Smokey Bear.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
That's why I'm filling in for Smokey to switch things up, because there's a lot more to say. And I should know, because my grandfather was a firefighter. And one of the things he taught me is that the people that love the outdoors the most are often the ones accidentally starting wildfires. Which means, always BYOB. No, bring your own bucket to the campfire. And be extra careful with things like burning yard trimmings. Don't just walk away, or chances are, you might be starting a wildfire. So for the love of the outdoors, go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
You're listening to Kyle One.
People say I'm crazy.
All right, welcome back, everybody. Kyle Warren with you. Welcome back. Weekend show is in full force this morning, and we're having a great time here on the program. Don't forget, you can head over to KyleWarrenShow.com. Even if you're hearing this particular program on a replay, you can head over to KyleWarrenShow.com. You can click on Send Kyle a Direct Message, and you'll be off and running from there. And also, if you're live with us here on Saturday morning, 2 a.m. to 5 a.m., that's Saturday mornings, you can give us a call, 949-822-7959, if you have something that you'd like to opine about out there. And, you know, everything is just chock full again this morning, as always, even for a Saturday, maybe especially for a Saturday. And I will say this, it happened on the road to Emmaus. Okay. Remember back in the New Testament, Saul, who later became called Paul, was on the road to Emmaus, where he had an experience, of course, and a conversion experience, you know, and Saul, why do you persecute me? But in Emmaus, Pennsylvania, I think Joe Biden had a different experience, and as he was walking into a gathering or a meeting. Now, this is the audio is kind of hard to hear. It's just real brief, but there's a little bit of cheering that you hear as he's making his way into this establishment. But then somebody else yells something else. And yes, we can play it on the radio, but you can listen closely, you'll hear it. Yeah, I don't know if you heard that. Okay, so somebody was yelling, "Loser." And the reason I bring this up is that obviously, and you know, this happens with presidents wherever they go, this kind of thing. But one of the reasons I bring this up is that as he's walking into this establishment, the coffee shop, I believe, and I think we got another audio we have here a little bit from there. The way that Biden kind of conducts himself, this is very concerning. It's incredibly concerning because he looks like he doesn't quite know exactly where he's going. He's just kind of following, and that's a little concerning to me. Because it just seems like he's kind of getting worse. And I don't say that with any joy. I want to make that absolutely clear. I don't say that with any joy. But because what's happening in our world right now is so very important. It is so crucial that whomever is going to be the commander-in-chief, whomever is going to be the president of the United States, they absolutely, absolutely have to have, you know, just all their faculties, everything, you know, firing on all cylinders and so forth. And in reality and also in perception, perception. So that, my friends, is a very, very important aspect to this. And so this is one of the reasons why I don't think that eventually Joe Biden will be the nominee. Not because something bad will happen to him or something like that. We don't want that. But what I'm saying is that I think that the, for lack of a better term, powers that be will eventually simply say, this isn't cutting it anymore. We have to have somebody else who can actually go out there and endure the campaign trail, for one thing. And then also, I think they want to do kind of a clean slate wipe. To a great degree, and they will try to do it towards with as little time left as possible, so they can get a bump from enthusiasm and a newness factor. But they can't run on Biden's record. They know that they can't run on his record, and they can't they can't dress it up. So what do they have to do? They have to fight for democracy. That's what they're doing. Real quick, I mentioned on the other side of the break, we've got a quick audio here. This is Kevin O'Leary, Mr. Wonderful, yes, from Shark Tank, but he absolutely goes after the whole case against Donald Trump about fraud, and I think it's really instructive. Let's take a listen here real quick. This is Kevin O'Leary appearing on CNN talking about valuations of assets, and this guy would know. Let's listen.
You've been doing real estate for decades. Does this case strike you as odd?
Well, let's leave out Trump for a minute, and let's leave out politics, and just talk about what happens in real estate development anywhere. So if you're a developer and you've got a building on a block anywhere in America and it's worth, let's say, $500 million and you want to build a building right beside it, you go to the bank and say, this building is worth $500 million. I'd like to borrow a construction finance loan against this asset, and I want you to tell me it's worth $500 million too. And the bank negotiates with you and says, well, no, we think it's worth $400 million. And you fight it out. You're always trying to show your assets in the brightest light with the sunshine you could possibly determine for them. You want them to be worth the very most. Because you're only going to get a 40 or 50% loan to value, as it's called. Then you borrow that money, in the case of a $500 million asset, maybe you get $250 million, and you build a new building with a construction finance loan. And so that's what this case is all about. And by the way, forget about Trump. Every single real estate developer everywhere on earth does this. They always talk about their asset being worth a lot, and the bank says no. And that's just the way it is. So in this case, what I'm trying to figure out, and I'm not pro or con, or I don't care about the politics, who lost money? Nobody. The bank got paid back the construction finance loan, and a new building was built. And if you're going to sue this case and win, you got to sue every real estate developer everywhere. This is all they do. This is what they do all day long, every day. So I don't think this thing will ever survive appeal, regardless of what the fine is. This doesn't even make sense. Now, look, I know Trump's got a lot of problems in other indictments and everything else, but this, if you're a real estate developer, you're watching this, you're saying, what is this?
So there's Kevin O'Leary. And I appreciate what he's talking about very much, because if you notice, take out the whole thing about Trump And that's the magic ingredient, isn't it? Because this isn't something that makes sense to arguably an experienced real estate professional. But because it's Trump, that is the magic ingredient, and it always will be. And hopefully more and more people will start to see this as it goes on. All right, let's head over to telephone lines. Backgammon and Bob, good morning. Welcome to the program.
Yeah. Just one. Is a trial that Trump is going under in New York, is that a criminal or civil trial?
Well, I understand that it's there are fines involved and so forth. I know that it's being brought by Letitia James, right? So I think she's prosecuting him.
But is Trump being charged criminally or civilly?
I would say it's a criminal charge, unless there's some kind of...
Well, if it is a criminal charge, I don't see how it can be, because you can't have a criminal trial where the judge can say you're guilty before the trial even starts. And the other thing is that Trump should, if it is criminal, you're always, if you can demand it, a trial by jury. As far as I know, it is part of the Constitution. So well, I don't think it can be a criminal trial.
Well, that's right. Well, there are such things as bench trials and so forth that sometimes it can be in the purview of the judge and they will make a determination. But you're right. I think but what Kevin O'Leary was just talking about there is so important in terms of where it would go on appeal. This whole thing is designed in order to get something on Trump no matter what. Just get a conviction, get a decision, get it against Trump, but then it'll go to appeal.
Yeah.
They simply wanted to be there for fundraising and for window dressing.
Right. Well, the other thing is, I think that judge, I think they could go after him to disbar him or somehow, because it's that obviously bias and stuff, and the same thing for that district attorney. I think they've got some recourse against her at the end of all this, you know?
Well, you know, you're absolutely right. And this is why the system can work the way that it does. And that is, especially if there's talk about fraud or abuse of power, this could be the very thing that's happening right here. And if they're able to make a good case for that on appeal, there could be some other consequences for that. At least
yeah,
they have
that
it overturned.
That prosecutor, they could go after her because for abuse of power, using her office for personal gain, and it's an abuse of power. To me, I think there's a chance that she has some kind of criminal liability in this.
Well, you know, but she ran on the fact that she was going to get Trump, so already
right.
she's outside the box there on where our judicial system should be. I think it's going to end in a lot of fire and brimstone in the sense of where these things will get overturned eventually. That's what I think.
What do you think about Nikki Haley and stuff? She's coming up a lot. Do you think she has a realistic chance to challenge Trump?
Well, it depends. It depends. And I'll talk about it more on the other side of the break. And we actually have a interesting audio quote from Rand Paul. So we'll talk about that. And I appreciate the call, Backgammon and Bob. Take care. We'll see
you
on the other side of the break. Take care.
Yep. All right, bye.
Stay right there, everybody. Great call. Appreciate it. Saturday morning, we continue.
It's obvious. The unthinkable continues. Most Americans know something very wrong is happening. People in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. That's why self-reliant folks are investing in emergency food storage. And you should too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $200 on each 3-month food kit you purchase. My Patriot Supply also sells solar generators, gravity-powered water filters, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship that same day and arrive quickly on your doorstep in unmarked boxes. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. Time is running out to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Be on the lookout for that this weekend. Snowing, freezing, ice, all this stuff. And I hope that you're able just to sort of hunker down. And if you've lost power, I certainly hope that all that is restored just as quickly as possible. And by the way, thanks again to Backgammon Bob for the call. We were able to double-check that on the break. And, yes, it is a civil fraud trial that's being brought here by New York Attorney General Letitia James. And this is what Kevin O'Leary was commenting about. But at any rate, folks, you know, one of the things, though, too, about selective prosecution, shall we say, or trying to make an example, this is the kind of thing where we just got to rack our brains and find something about Trump. We have to find something that we can do. And that was her campaign promise, right? I will spend every waking moment, basically just paraphrasing, I'll spend every waking moment trying to get this guy. That's exactly what she said that she would do. All right, well, it's time now. We're going to take a look at the national weather here in just a moment. But, of course, at this part of the program, we always like to play a great song, keep you going through your morning or now, of course, through your weekend, whichever the case may be. And I think we've got a pretty good one to start off with tonight. This is Tom Petty, the late, great Tom Petty, of course, one of his early real big hits, and still sounds good today, Tom Petty, Refugee. Refugee. Track, and that's back from Damn the Torpedoes, his album Damn the Torpedoes, kind of early on, of course, with Tom Petty, and just a great sound, by the way, and I miss Tom Petty a lot. I'm so sad that he went before, way before his time. He was a great, real good songwriter, a great musician. I think he played well with others, it seemed like, especially in the Traveling Wilburys. As you, many of you might have heard me remark before, you know, supergroups are hard. Supergroups are super hard. But he seemed to make it look easy with George Harrison and Roy Orbison and the others. Jeff Lynne was in for a time. They also had Bob Dylan was part of that as well. So very, very important to be able to play well with others, as I was saying. All right, so let's take a look here real quick. Of course, as we head into the weekend, you know, we've got these huge storms that are taking place. And we've got all kinds of snow on the map this morning, especially over in the east, especially right now. If you are, let's see here, if you are in Chicago, Illinois, lots and lots of snow going on there, lots of snow coming up through the mitt part of Michigan. That is for sure. Even it looks like up in the UP right now, Marquette, Michigan, is just being inundated there with snow, it looks like, through central Wisconsin, down through Milwaukee. As we mentioned, Chicago, central Illinois, most of the state of Indiana going on there, Louisville, Kentucky, this whole area, and then, of course, over on the East Coast. And by the way, Mark, thank you so much for your message. I appreciate it very much. Wanted to mention that as well. New York City, looks all the way up through Connecticut, Massachusetts, New Hampshire, Vermont, all over the place. New York State, most of basically the eastern half of New York State, and parts, most of the eastern part of Pennsylvania right now under some kind of rain that's happening right there. So just be careful. Snow in Denver, by the way. Listener Aaron in Denver, of course. And also driver Ron, I hope that everything's going well with him. I know that he was going to take some time off there. I-80, if you're coming through Lovelock in northern Nevada, you got snow coming across the interstate there. We got all kinds of rain up in Redding, California, and Eureka right now as well. Portland, Oregon, looks like you got snow to your south, and that's impacting Interstate 5. and over towards the Tillamook area as well. So that's happening as we head into the program here on Saturday morning. But also, of course, we've got the National Weather Service, heavy snow from the Great Lakes to the Northeast and from the Cascades, Sierra Nevada Mountains to the Central Rockies. There is a slight risk of excessive rainfall from the northern mid-Atlantic to southern New England on Friday over parts of the Pacific Northwest to northern California on Saturday. So you definitely got all kinds of problems. In addition, blizzard conditions are likely to occur with strong winds through Friday night over the Midwest and Great Lakes. And, of course, here we are early Saturday morning, so all this is still pretty much applies, it would appear. And through the Great Lakes, as the storm system rapidly strengthens, blizzard conditions are likely, particularly in exposed areas. Travel will become dangerous to impossible with whiteout conditions and power outages. Okay, so furthermore, lake effect snow will persist downwind from the Great Lakes through Sunday evening, while the larger snow area will diminish on Saturday. The arrival of colder air will generate heavy snow downwind of the Great Lakes through Sunday evening and later without, whiteout conditions, and the lake effect snow bands are expected. So this weekend, folks, wherever you are, if you're in the path of these things, it's definitely going to be a serious thing. So if you don't have to go out, you don't have to travel, then don't. Because, as I said, with all these flights, upwards of 2,000 that we know of at this point being canceled, that is going to be just a major backlog. And if you hadn't already rescheduled your flights, if you were going to be flying this weekend, then you may be, in the queue, as it were, for quite some time. And that's no fun, I know, but you can't get past Mother Nature on some of these things. And it's best just to be safe rather than sorry when it comes to something like this. Well, once again, folks, the weekend edition is continuing. When we come back, we got all kinds of great stuff to talk about. We'll continue to talk about these additional airstrikes. We've also got some great audio clips. In fact, Backgam and Bob had mentioned also about Nikki Haley. Well, I've got a clip from Rand Paul, and he has this thing he calls Never Nikki. And it'll surprise you, though, one of the reasons that he gives for that he will not support Nikki Haley for president. But then on the flip side, you got Governor Sununu. And Governor Sununu, I think, absolutely just really wants to support Nikki Haley and actually says, and this has to do with something Rand Paul said before he said what he did on his audio clip, but he says nobody cares what Rand Paul thinks. So you got that or you got the other. It just depends, folks. Stay right there. Kyle Warren with you. Hour number one is in the books. We're coming right back after your top of the hour news. Stay right there.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.